This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. This is a little mini series. I'm going to name it Choosing. And this is part two. Choosing. What is choosing? What is choosing? Do we even have a choice? One definition has it to decide on a course of action. Usually after action, rejecting alternatives. And that's interesting because it's in a context where you look at the alternative and say, as in, not good. I'll go with plan A or plan D. You can have a tuna sandwich or you can have two poop sandwiches. What that implies is that the choice may not be what you want, or what you want to be choosing about a dilemma. But some condition in, I say your life, but I really should say my life, hi there, is creating enough pressure where I have to, I wish to, I choose to make a choice about a course of action, a direction. Attitude about that course of action and acceptance, because just to choose something grudgingly and be in a crappy mood, just force your head down and do it. I think they call that white knuckling in AA circles. I believe AA is pronounced It always sucks for the people around me when I'm having a bad attitude. It's more like opening a door and letting that door, that choice, reveal and connect you to the other side. Just breathe to the space and the opportunity. Yeah, breathe into the new space created by your fucking... And it's like a long hallway of door choice. Door. And I have to choose. Choose one. Without knowing really what's behind it. Hi there. We don't know reality.
Hi there.
We just know the colors and boxes that we paint over it in front of reality. But I know enough to make a choice. Or you don't know. Because there's obviously some bad choices. You still have to make one. There's some really bad choices.
choice. My son made a choice. He made a choice to start using drugs.
Death drugs.
Death drugs. Specifically heroin. Bad choice, son.
Sorry, Dad.
It's too late for that.
Sorry, Dad.
It's too late once you're dead. I've struggled accepting his decision about his choice, that I somehow can hold that against him, that he made a choice, a betrayal, left me out, his family out,
that he didn't mind dying.
And which ultimately killed him,
his actions.
A choice in which he killed him. He ended his tenure here.
His time, his life.
Is addiction a disease we cure ourselves? Seems like a life is the most precious thing a person can have. A personality. Group of preferences, a breathing mechanism, people you love, people who love you, made out of meat, experiences that are undescribable, really. A mystery. Living is a mystery. Is it such a thing to throw away? Toying with non-existence. You never explained it to me. I think about his choice. There's no explanation needed. His choice spoke for itself. In the days after his death, a family friend but heard about it, said, "Oh, that was
that
him.
Was him. That, was,
that, that was him.
That was the real him.
Telling you I needed to be myself. That was something he needed to do for himself. To kill himself by lethal injection.
I don't know if I'd go so far as to say he needed to do it,
but he wanted it bad enough that he found the need. Do you need to take drugs? Do you need it so bad that you can't stop? The addiction tree. I've heard people say that addicts don't have a choice. Perhaps addicts are the only ones who have a choice. Accidents happen, but was my son's death an accident? when you stick a needle inside yourself, it's kind of on purpose. It's not exactly an accident. He wasn't intending to die that night. But some drug dealer didn't give a shit. It's not an accident either. And that's the game.
That's the power.
That's the power of choice. In the news recently, there's a story about all these kids. And I'm sure lots of adults. I have less sympathy for adults. But these kids, 13,
14,
15,
16, 16
17,
20,
18,
19,
have been dying of taking pills,
opiate,
that are
pills
made in Mexico with United States chemicals, specifically acetic anhydride, Mexican fentanyl gummies. I'm not sure if they're gummies, but they're pills. Flooding our streets with fentanyl, making these drugs available to the street dealers. The Mexican cartels are using underprivileged people in America, enticing them with fast, easy money, immoral gains, and getting them started in their little business of death. And they're laughing,
they're laughing, all the way to the bank.
While we cry on our way to the hospital or funeral parlor. And we choose this. The cartels aren't forcing us. Does a 13-year-old really have a choice? The drug dealers have a choice.
But they drive away
before they die, often in their bedroom, between 5 and 6 o'clock, dinner time. The most banal, mundane, mediocre.
I have to put a box over there.
Disappearing act.
It's conformity.
Our kids are being hunted. One father said of his daughter, she didn't take that pill wanting to die.
She was poisoned.
And I agree with that. I feel the same way about the drug dealer who sold the fentanyl to my son. My son was 23. Anybody who does these drugs, my daughter used to say he'll always be 23, but that's not true. He'll never be 24. If I had any message to the world, if I had any decision to make about what my cause in life would be, it would be to speak honestly to the individual. Like the way I have done inside my own self, the way I used to speak to my son when he was alive, to say, fuck this bullshit, this garbage, this self-poisoning. Take control. There were times I had to judge myself, but it wasn't just a judgment. I was freeing myself. I was seeing alcohol and cigarettes and marijuana for what they were. Numbing agents. Time-wasting.
Life-denying.
Shitbag enriching. Bullshit. Don't enrich these shitbags. Cigarette companies, the booze companies, the drug cartels. If you think about it, the Mexican cartels, they're just a more deadly version of tobacco companies. What the fuck are tobacco companies selling people? Just a habit that'll eventually kill them. But hey, you have to start your first addiction somewhere. That's what I would tell my son, and set you on a path to other addictions. My son knew that was true because a few of his friends, you know, were like 15 smoking cigarettes, which is the perfect age to start, according to the cigarette companies, because they know they gotcha. I remember seeing my son's friends smoking, and I felt so sad for them, knowing that they would spend a large part of their life toiling with this garbage, trying to quit, or worse, accepting your addiction as a normal thing. It takes a monumental look at the truth. Have you ever hung out with a drug addict to understand that you're being preyed upon, eaten from the inside out, or a heavy smoker, or an alcoholic? And those are just gradations of users, addicts. The vulture's head is already inside you, feasting. And you're not fighting back because you're addicted. You think it's your
liberty,
your right, your choice, which it is. Was it my son's right to start doing heroin? I think not. I don't think so. I don't think he had a right to do that. If my son and I were talking today, tonight, I would tell him that everybody's got one job, which is to not get addicted to any of that bullshit. Just because you have the ability to do something, does that give you the right? You know, the word right in Spanish is derecho, which just means to the right. It's a direction. And that's what I mean. Do you have the right? Do you have the direction? Is that a direction? Complicated, I don't know. I will need to look deeply into this. Are all choices, I have my feelings, equally valid? And they're bitter. I think not. And I know I'm guilty for having my thoughts, my reason, be skewed by my feelings. Yeah, it's like soaked, having my rationality in service of my emotions. It's not supposed to be that way. That's not a good way to think. My mind is poisoned by my feelings. But that feeling, that picture, that image I have of a human laying down and only seeing the vulture without its head, because its head is buried inside the body, inside the bowels, eating away. It enrages me. And it makes me want to say, you don't have the right. I don't have the right to support Mexican cartels, street dealers, other drug users. On that path, in that direction. Thank you. Just think of all the other people you're harming. I'm sure my son couldn't think on heroin. Not right. Poisons you. Poisons your thoughts, your mind, your emotions. It's about all those innocent kids that are getting fentanyl pills delivered to them at door-to-door drug dealers by these criminals. A person who will sell you this shit, either knowing or not knowing, right? Knowing that it's fentanyl, or not knowing that it isn't, and not caring, because they're gonna, what, make $20 on the sale of a pill? You're a piece of meat, and then the brother or sister or father or mother has to find the dead body.
Hey, it's dinner, 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 it's dinner, it's dinner. Hey, 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 hey.
What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Do people have the right to do that, to make that choice?
I'm so sorry.
Once you're hooked, you're three quarters fucked.
True.
If not more. True.
Seven eighths.
You have one job in this world, and that's not to get addicted to shit like heroin.
I'm so sorry.
Come on.
Is anyone sorry?
I'm not saying anything profound, as usual. It's like saying, don't stab your eyes. Don't burn yourself. Driving with a blindfold is fucking, it's fucking stupid. You would say that's just fucking stupid.
Can't help it.
It's addiction, man. You don't understand. We haven't come up with something better for people. They love opiates.
I had no choice.
I had to get high. They love them, so instead,
they have no choice.
Destroy yourself. My son said it was like having an orgasm out of every pore in his body. You're three quarters fucked. That might have been from a movie, but I knew he meant it.
I knew he meant it.
Is that how he was feeling as he drifted away?
I'm so sorry.
How could this happen to our society? To ourselves, to our children, to our grandchildren? How do you fight against that?
Sorry, Dad.
I got addicted to a few things. It's a fucking drag. There was definitely a rush, maybe for the first few days or weeks. But then the stupid faucet opens. I think I loved the feeling of getting over on life. Like, hey life, I'm fucked up and still going through the paces. You can't stop me.
But
Everybody gets that. Hang out in any bar.
What?
It's a low vibration. I guess if you've got like a couple of decades or three to underachieve, go ahead. Just don't bitch when your lights get turned off and your car isn't working and your relationships are fucked up. And that's what I would tell myself. I'm not telling you. I would tell my son. I'd say that to myself because it's true. Because he was another self. If you want to have a life where you don't really get any shit done, he was someone, but you think you might, then smoke weed. He was someone I cared enough about to tell the truth to.
Say that again.
He was someone I cared enough about to tell the truth to. Self-deception is fatal. Once you're addicted, you can't think. And now he's dead. Have you ever hung out with a alcoholic? And now he's dead. What if that alcoholic has children? They do. Playing out this trivial game. You just don't get it, man. It's addiction.
But they're addicted.
Addiction is a shit sandwich.
Can't help it.
It is my son's fault.
He chose that he bought that first bag.
I would tell him, don't. Please don't. Dude. Don't fucking do that. Not for me. Not for me. For you. I didn't want to quit drinking, but when I saw that it was just making me stupid and fat, because it makes you fat,
flabby,
violent,
unreliable,
manipulative,
deceitful,
an asshole,
selfish,
and dumb, it makes you forsake your ability to choose. The vulture is inside you. You let it inside you, and you keep it inside you. I think we should culturally consider opiates the most conformist nonsense way in which we join the herd. It's a cultural problem. We have a conformist, escapist culture. It's not medication.
Poison.
The person who can see and speak and love and work.
It's poison.
I could never produce music when I was drinking and smoking weed.
Thought you could.
I wonder why more people aren't suing the tobacco companies for,
here we go,
helping them die. Did you really have a choice when you saw grandma smoking? I implored my son
never fucking smoke.
He listened to that.
But not heroin.
Not heroin. Not heroin. When I see old people smoking, I'm like, you managed to live this long. You're teaching your grandkids that it's fine to smoke, to destroy your health, and enrich these fucking companies.
Put a box.
They know what they're doing.
Cyanide.
Got you.
Vulture.
It's like a vulture eating out your guts.
Cigarette companies, the Mexican cartels.
Just eating out your guts. Did you ever see a vulture eat? It can clean meat off the bone in seconds.
You've got one job in this life, and that's to stay away from
anything that addicts you. That's what I would tell my son, lovingly. I cared enough about him to tell him the truth. Cigarette companies, they're vultures. It's a gateway drug. And I know this isn't going to be popular, but
your first addiction,
alcohol.
Alcohol and cigarettes.
I'm sure any of you who have had lovers, secret, husbands, secret, business partners,
secret,
who are alcoholics, You know what I'm talking about? Try petting that vulture. Self-deception is fatal. I'm not telling you
you're gonna do what you're gonna do.
I'm telling myself.
And even though he's dead and it's too late, I'm telling my son.
And that's what I would do with my life.
I would be honest.
This is part two of choosing. Mr. Nobody. Out.